when screens break. In those days, back in the physical world, when devices were handheld, we never thought they would unveil themselves into our lives so completely. Using persuasive tactics, entertaining, flattering, mimicking human, operating like friends, like lovers, filling our collective emptiness with sweet nothings. We were ensnared by our own self-regard, our unlimited desire to be seen, to be a star in the constellation of humanity that otherwise floats in an eternal dark night. Who are you? A proliferation of images issued into a void. Just to know you exist, under the surveillance of an unblinking eye. Narcissus, what could be more fascinating than seeing all the dimensions of yourself, inside and out, in a mirrored echo chamber, reflecting the you you want to be? Encouraged to construct your profile, confess your opinions, to reveal your political bias, invited to comment, pouring your emotions into a platform, no comment. Never considering what happens when screens break. Accelerating towards a future that is no longer human. What does a human even look like? Are you a point, a pin, a node at the center? Or a peripheral being, no body, nowhere, with no ground? A virtual composite of patched images. Last night I dreamt of the old world again. The air was full of viruses. I recognized the smell. Withered hope, like rotting flowers. Despite the decay, as I looked around, I couldn't believe we'd exile ourselves from such a beautiful place. Remember when we had tangible bodies that could touch and feel, living in danger with the ecstasy of moments we could never relive? Your fingers dug into the earth. You left your impression in clay to say, I was here. When you gave your thumbprint to enable devices you had already submitted to a virtual world, this is where you sleep now, in a timeless, uninterrupted dream, in a game of life where you can die over and over. Can you imagine you could wake up and call out with a human voice?